on the way next this morning, and our Community Connection brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. Community Connection on the way in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400 K1 and our Community Connection, an opportunity on a Wednesday morning to talk things over after a Tuesday night City Council meeting. And John J. Kane with us this morning to talk things over. First of all, nice to have you in here this morning, sir.
I sure appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for having me.
How is your Wednesday morning starting out so far?
I like after these holiday weekends, it feels like it should be Tuesday, right? We have council meetings on Monday, it should be Tuesday, but it's already Wednesday.
Okay, official proclamation from the council, all work weeks will now be four-day work weeks. No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah.
But it is, you're right, those are nice to have. And Labor Day holiday, kind of a weekend typically for backyard barbecues and watching a game or something.
Oh, yeah, the weather cooperated. It was nice to have college football back. And it's just the beginning of fall is a nice time of year, I think, for a lot of people, myself included.
There you go. The pro season starts this Sunday.
Thursday.
Well, that's right.
That's right. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
See, I messed up on my days again.
Are you ready for some football? Anyway, council meeting last night, and just on observance, not anything really to talk about, but the entire council after November, whoever and whatever it will be, was there last night, because even the two people in the contested race were both there last night.
So. Yeah, it was a full house overall, which is kind of nice. It's nice to see that people are interested. We had quite a bit on the agenda, some proclamations that folks showed up to receive and hear. So it's nice to have people in the audience. Feel like you get to interact with more people than just the folks sitting next to me. Nothing against them. I really like them.
They're all wonderful people. But yeah, you're right. It's the people out front that are there that make the council meeting kind of come alive a little bit.
Sure.
And the proclamations, an opportunity for you to recognize, well, it's like Suicide Prevention Week, and just get some extra recognition to whatever happens to be going on.
Sure.
52 weeks out of the year.
Right. Suicide Prevention, Crime Stoppers, an organization you've been involved with for quite a while. And then Constitution Week, which I think a lot of people around here can really believe in. So I think there were three worthwhile proclamations, and it's nice that folks show up to receive them, take a picture. We can publicize it a little bit.
Editorial comment from Charlie: between now and Election Day, read the Constitution.
I think you should say that all the time. That's perfect.
But then down to the business, and part of it was of a more routine nature, some bids and that sort of thing. But it is important, I think, that the council looks at every one of those, and it kind of adds a layer of assurance that you're there to spend the money and oversee all that.
Sure, absolutely. And it is very routine. We receive bids for anything from, materials for our street and road crews to mowers and trucks. We did some police vehicles last night. And so it's important just to stay on top of that and make sure that we're shopping around, getting the best deal we can for our city and being responsible about it. And so it gets a little dry sometimes, but honestly, it's kind of fun to be able to sit down with members of city staff when you're assigned a bid or volunteer for one and learn a little bit more about that particular part of the city. And so I think I've got I think I signed up for the new parking meter vehicle last night. The new parking.
I was going to say, are we putting meters back in?
No, we're not doing meters, but the new parking attendant vehicle.
It is a memory from my childhood, but I'm not sure I'm ready to bring them back.
No, I don't think there's any whisperings about that. But I'll get to sit down and look at those. I don't know anything about those little three-wheeled carts.
I think Cushman is among the suppliers on those anyway.
Three-wheeled. But I'll learn a little more about that, and it'll be an interesting few minutes to spend with the city staff members. So.
And you do get the opportunity to spend time with quite a few because of you. Council serves on several of the committees around town. I think there's a councilman on every one of them, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yep. every one of them will have council representation, and that way it will provide some context if there's a question in a council meeting. You know, there's a staff member also that heads the committee, but a council member can also provide context and recall some events in a committee meeting to the rest of the council. And I think personally I rely heavily on their opinion, on that council member's opinion, as it relates to whatever issues at hand. And mm-hmm. so I think that it's important to have somebody there, and it's kind of nice because it does expand the breadth of your knowledge and experience.
One of the probably the major item on the agenda last night for the council, ratification of some contracts with the police and firefighters, and certainly I think, as the explanation at least that I heard, a well-deserved increase, just to kind of bring those salaries in comparable levels with people who do the same job elsewhere.
Sure, and that, you know, we review those contracts every year, and salaries are looked at and analyzed every year. And, you know, unfortunately for the past 4, 5, 6 years, we just haven't had money to be able to pay these people what I think they deserve to be paid. And you know, every year we look at the four cities above us and four cities below us in our peer groups, to see kind of where we compare, and salaries is an area that we analyze that way. And we were falling behind pretty severely. And, you know, this kind of just brings us back up to the middle of the pack, and I think makes us very, very, very competitive, which is where we need to be. We've seen a reduction in applications for those positions, and I think largely because of, you know, our smaller pay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was a really positive night for that, and I think hopefully it will reflect in the continued quality of applicants that we get and folks that we get working in those positions. I think they're some of the best people in Bartlesville, and I'm indebted to them, and I know everybody else is, and I think it's pretty easy to want to keep the good ones in those positions.
Well, I think particularly when you look at recent events across the country, we have an excellent community and relatively crime-free, and certainly dedicated firefighting staff that do their job and do it exceedingly well.
I agree. Completely agree.
Okay. Gee, I was trying. No, I really wasn't hoping for controversy there. It does kind of say, you know, here we actually, because the citizens passed a tax increase, be it minor, that the city was able to follow through on the promise made that, you know, past years, my words, not yours. So when you come to sit down to talk with the firefighters and police, you know, we'd love to give you more, but here's the budget. This is what's in it.
Sure.
And it's nice to be able to say, here's more of what you deserve.
Sure. And that's been the gist of those conversations, as far as I'm aware, the last few years. You know, Jerry Maddox, our city attorney, is kind of the mediator in those negotiations between the unions and then city manager. And so he does a really nice job of making sure it's a fair and appropriate negotiation, and keeping everybody kind of really on the same field. And it's been pretty painless, honestly, the last few years, you know, since I've been involved. Mm-hmm. So I think we have good representation on both sides, and everybody seems to work together pretty well. And that's when there are less headaches and more progress, I guess. So
works for me.
It's all good.
I like less headaches and more progress.
Yeah.
45 after, we'll continue with a community connection coming up in just a moment.
First Baptist Church is offering Grief Share, your journey from mourning to joy. This class starts September 14th. Go to mybfbc.org. Come worship at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee. For more information, phone 918-336-6172.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again talking with City Councilman Kane. And as you drive by all this, let's say along Adams, there's that little minor construction project going on. We call it the Public Safety Complex.
Yeah, that's a neat project, mostly because it's very visible. I guess, yeah. Not mostly, in part because it's very visible. And you know, so many things that the city does are, you know, maybe not as visible. It's an inconvenience because it's a road issue. And I find myself kind of like, more road work. But really, it's probably a good thing that we're keeping our roads up.
Yeah, particularly if that's road runs in front of your house.
Exactly. So, but this one, very visible right there on the corner of Adams and Johnstone, and it'll be kind of an add-on to the existing fire station and a complete move of the police station. And you know, we'll get those guys into a much, much better building. There were security issues and structural issues, and I mean, the list is long of the issues that were present in the old police station. So I think this will be really nice to be able to get them up there into an updated, modern, secure facility. And it'll be a really aesthetically pleasing facility right there on one of our main roads. So I'm excited about that. It's on schedule. Everything seems to be moving along really, really nicely. So I've been really happy with the progress of that project.
And you may not be at a point where you can talk about it yet, but I have to guess that there likely will be some kind of a, you know, come see our new building open house sort of thing when you get it ready to open out.
There's nothing that I'm aware that's on a schedule, but yeah, that would be consistent with every other project that we've done, yeah, to my knowledge. Yeah. So I'm sure there'll be some sort of open house, and I'm sure plenty of media coverage and pictures and probably some videos. It'll be covered very well. And it should be, because I think it'll be a facility we can be proud of.
Now, speaking of pictures and coverage, and not something that I really had planned on talking to you about, but you know, the constituents need to take a look at the city website. There's a lot of good, fresh content up there, and just kudos out to Kelly. I think she's doing a good job for the city.
You know? I completely agree. There's a lot of that website's easy to navigate. It's easy to search. You can really find a lot of answers to questions on there. You're right. That's a nice website. I think it lays out really, really nicely, and it's easy to, like I said, easy to navigate and find your way around.
Last night, the council, I believe, took some action on the State Highway 123 bridge area. I wasn't there for that part of it, but I believe it was at least on the agenda.
Yeah, and so that was actually in our consent docket, and it was pulled out to be discussed, just to maybe shine some light on exactly what was happening. But it was really just two resolutions. Mm-hmm. One of them saying that we don't want to be the recipient of the gift of our old bridge, which would serve no purpose other than kind of a monument. It would cost, you know, upwards of $2 million to repair for any kind of appropriate pedestrian traffic,
right,
and the maintenance of it would be added cost. And so the state said, well, would you like to be gifted this? And we said, no, we can't afford it.
Yeah.
So we declined that offer, and then we also put in our request for where the new one will go. There were three or four different options. Mm-hmm. and we put that in there as well. It'll be available for pedestrian traffic just like the current one is. Mm-hmm. And it'll be newer and structurally more sound.
Well, and probably more of a straight line shot as opposed to kind of make that
right
little turn.
We're going to take that turn out of it, and so it'll be a lot better, I think.
Okay. Speaking of that turn, adjacent to that turn, there's this little project going on over in near Johnstone Park for the pavilion.
Yeah, very nice segue. Like you planned it. That's another one of my favorite projects because, in part, it's very visible, and I think, you know, that area has needed a refresher for a while, I think. And you know, the sign that was donated, organized by Leadership Bartlesville Class 24, I believe.
Sounds right. If I can think of the Roman numerals,
right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they sold the Bartlesopoly games. Mm-hmm. And so many members of our community contributed to that campaign, and so, you know, kudos to that Leadership Bartlesville class for organizing all the collection of those funds and the donations from members of our community. And I think you can obviously see the fruits of that labor there. And that new sign, I think, looks really nice, really highlights Johnstone Park and gives that entrance a refresher. And then this pavilion right there will just be kind of another feather in the cap of Johnstone Park. It'll be like I think it's a 6,000 square foot open-sided pavilion.
Sounds right.
It'll have, you know, rock columns. It'll be very nice. Those farmers markets and any kind of reception that, that somebody might want to host. I think there are plans going forward with another Leadership Bartlesville class, just last year's, to maybe add some amenities outside it, some seating, maybe like a fire pit, and to really make it a place where, people might want to go spend some time and relax. And so last night we took on phase two of that project, which was to build restrooms. And so we sent that out and received all our bids back and awarded that contract to have those built. And they'll be, they'll look nice. They'll be rock skirted and to match the columns and match the sign. And so it'll just be another upgrade to that area.
Well, like you said, assuming the fire pits and some of the other amenities, it's going to be nice, I think, for, the typical family reunion sort of thing, or just some other gatherings. I can easily see maybe the next College High reunion taking place out there or something.
Sure, yeah. I completely agree. But let me be clear, the fire pits and those amenities, that's all conjecture. That's not a city project. That's something that this Leadership Bartlesville class would take on.
It's a hint for somebody if they wanted to do it.
That's right. And just what I heard, that's what they, I think, have expressed that they wanted to take on, is to maybe kind of accent that project. But from a city's perspective, we're building the pavilion, building the restrooms to complement the entrance to Johnstone Park.
I agree. I did not mean to mislead the listeners. And I wasn't trying to lead you someplace either.
No, I just hate to be on the hook for that.
Yeah, well, you said it. No. Wouldn't do that to you. But just other things, the state continues to see a decline in collections. You and I haven't seen them. Mr. Bailey doesn't have them as far as I know. But I have to believe that does not spell, any positive news for the local economy on a state level anyway.
Yeah, it's hard to predict sales tax receipts, especially now. Our state economy has been in decline for 20 months, 24 months or longer, really, because we had the recession and then we climbed back up and then we, of course, had our latest issue with energy prices. And so it's hard to predict those receipts, especially over the last 5 or 6 years. I think the conservative forecasting is flat receipts. And, we're not sure exactly what's going to happen this holiday season. We've got a lot of nice things coming to Bartlesville, though, with the forward progress on the Lowe's development by Lowe's, that R3. That's now deeded over, and we should see dirt turning there in the next 3 or 4 weeks, I would expect, and some site improvements there here soon. And then, of course, Atwood store is coming along nicely south of town. Then Eastland is looking to redevelop after Atwoods moves out. And so there's a lot going on, and I think it's all very exciting for Bartlesville, and by and large pretty positive in regards to sales tax receipts.
I think you're right.
Our economic development efforts I think are going well and really helping to bolster and support an otherwise lackluster economy, and I think without those efforts we really would be having issues. And I'm proud of the work that they've been able to do. The BDA has been able to do surrounding a lot of these projects, and my hope is that our state economy will pick up, and in turn will pick up our local economy, and then the features and developments that we've added worked hard to add over the last 2 or 3 years will really just blossom and flourish, and we'll be back on a really good road.
Well, we'll hypothesize that Bartlesville will do well, and we'll pull the rest of the state along with us.
I like that better. We'll be the leaders.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time this morning and talking city business with John Kane. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right. Let's join news from the Oklahoma News Network.
Compared to the same month a year ago, it's the 18th consecutive month that receipts have been down. AAA says...